Oh, so right now we have Melissa Oftemar on hold. She's phoning in from Montreal. Melissa started out as a local club DJ in Montreal, and through those connections, she was able to meet Billy Corgan, and they became fast friends. And when Hole needed a new bass player, Melissa was offered the position, and so she became the bass player for Hole and toured with them and played on Celebrity Skin and a few other Hole albums before they broke up. And then when Billy Corgan needed a replacement bassist for his band, of course he called up Melissa, and she played with Smashing Pumpkins for a while. After that, she released her first solo album on Capitol, and recently, a few years ago, she dissolved that partnership with Capitol and became a completely independent artist in our new era of internet and such. And she released Out of Our Minds last year. It's an amazing album. I'm playing some of it right now in the background in anticipation. Do you feel the buildup? I really love it. It has a nice pop, metal pop sensibility to it. This song's called The Hunt. It's called Out of Our Minds. She also released a comic book and movie in correlation with it. The epitome of the concept album. And here we are now with Melissa Oftemar. Hello, Melissa.
Hello, I'm reporting from the snowiest city in the land called Montreal.
Really? It's sunny.
It's not as bad as Hudson, I promise.
Oh, Hudson, no. It's going through a rebirth right now.
Oh, good. Is it spring? Am I missing it? I'll be there tomorrow to see it.
I think you'll still be able to see it. Most of the snow's gone, and it's sunny right now. I think it's because it's my birthday, personally. I've been telling people it's going to warm up.
Birthday. And then mine's next week on the St. Paddy's Day, so it's the big Piscean season.
Yeah, it is.
The land and time of the dreamers and seekers and music lovers, right?
Exactly. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Out of Our Minds. You released last year, completely independent. Do you want to talk a lot about how that project came about and the work you had to put into it and time and energy?
Yeah, I mean, mainly it was sort of the coming of age of, the end of an era, which was that era of Hole and the Pumpkins and this sort of fantasy land. And actually, much of the world, much of the U.S. and North America was in a fantasy land in the 90s where there was a bit more money and success and things going on. And for a brief moment in time there, alternative rock music actually had a big corporate hold in some of that industry. And of course, that all collapsed with digital, which is fantastic because alternative music had no business with those major corporations. So I happily made the transition from having been someone who participated in that weird era where there was all these record companies and huge budgets for videos and explosions and silly things. And then when I started making my second solo album, basically I made a conscious decision to return back to where I came from in Montreal, Canada, playing in a local band, making my, going to art school and just assuming that I would always have to work for my music, because music is a luxury and it is a dream and you can't expect it to do the work for you. So I basically ended up taking on the biggest project of my life, but in order to take responsibility for how my work gets made, how it gets distributed, how people get it into their lives, because music is a sacred thing that you're exchanging. And I was just so relieved to get out of the strange corporate exchange that went with it. And so Out of Our Minds was my first and only self-produced, self-financed, and executed on every level. So the album was one thing, but then the fantasy film and comic book and all of the five-year blog that recounted the whole making of it, all of that was part of like a larger commitment as an artist, where I wanted to dive deeper into all of my many passions. I mean, music absolutely is the center of my life and has been since I was a kid. I was very lucky to go to an experimental music school my whole life, so music has always been there and a huge part of me, but so has mythology, films, visuals, storytelling. And so the way the Out of Our Minds ended up becoming all in one, and I just kept going further and further because I had complete creative and creative decision making, and I just essentially let my creative fantasy side take over the project and just kept exploring and finding collaboration after collaboration to be able to make a much larger thing than just an album. And it's been the greatest learning and creative journey yet of my life. So I feel like I've sort of arrived to a more well-rounded place and also just more grounded because I also have to be the secretary and travel agent and all those, you know, the accountant and do all of the crappy work that makes the music feel so much better. Because when you do the crappy stuff, the good stuff feels so good.
Yeah, that's kind of one of the things that I really loved about Out of Our Minds is the nonstop creative risk you see that you've obviously taken behind it, you know? Like,
oh, thanks.
You know, just being, like, I'm doing this movie, I'm doing this comic book, like, to actually have a concept, which is, I don't think, something mm-hmm. that happens a lot right now in music, mm-hmm. kind of a multimedia concept behind a piece, like, just overall being able to explore the music and interpret it in so many different ways. But, so you went on a massive tour Out of Our Minds in Europe a few months ago. How is that?
That was incredible. I mean, ultimately, the biggest, you know, fruits of the labor is when you get to play these songs live for people. And for me, whether it's because I'm Canadian and Canadians are raised to think of the world as like an international mosaic and not a melting pot, to travel in Europe is absolutely it's the icing on the cake. It's the best thing I do with music other than just the creative process in the studio. The touring of it and the sharing it on the outside is incredible. So Out of Our Minds tour 2010, which sort of officially sort of wrapped up in New York City last week, and Hudson in Montreal tonight will get sort of a new hybrid version, but basically the Out of Our Minds chapter finished in the past month, and we did 17 countries in 7 weeks for the initial, the core of it. And I went to new places that because there is sort of an expanding, it's expanding east, and it's easier to go to Czech Republic and Poland and Turkey with rock music now. And it's just those, I mean, I've toured internationally for over a decade, and I'd never been able to go to those three places. And so I got to experience new places, but as well go back to Italy and France and Scandinavia and all the places I've been many times before, and I have a continuous relationship with, and the people that are there. You know, what's beautiful about music is you travel the world and you all come together regardless of your language, or do you come together for that same feeling? And that's been one of the most rewarding and amazing feelings of my life, is seeing, you know, I'm a music fan first. I mean, I make music, but I got into this because I love going to shows and I love discovering new bands and discovering stories of foreign lands through music, you know, just like the old troubadours and the old nomadic Viking tribes, whatever they were. I mean, like, that is the beauty, is being able to bring stories and feelings across the ocean. So the real highlight of Out of Our Minds, after all the secretarial work and all the hard work in the studio, was to be able to bring it to 17 different countries and connect with them on the same melody and on the same feeling.
Usually this would be the point where I'd be like, oh, so are you doing anything now that you've wrapped up the tour? But seeing that as you just basically gave birth and raised a toddler for the past 5 years with Out of Our Minds, you do have a special new project, right? You guys are doing the Basilica.
Yeah,
can you check over the Basilica?
Great. Yeah, we're segueing. I mean, I am going to dive into writing a new record in the next year, but basically Hudson, New York becoming my new home and what I call the future utopia of the United States of America. I mean, these small communities is all we have to hope for artists living in America. And so the Basilica, the beautiful 19th century factory on the river, just steps from Strong Tree and the train factory, is the future of my passions in art and community, and Tony, my partner, and his family have taken it on to make an art center, both to bring in other artists, to work with local artists, but also a production facility. I mean, it's a beautiful, you know, industrial architectural space, so, I mean, it can be used for special events. We're launching the first event, actually, which it's so exciting. I haven't even been able to post it on our blog yet, but it's next week. There'll be more information on our website, but on April 28th, it's the opening of the season with a very special event with Will Oldham doing a reading of Rudy Wurlitzer for a new audiobook, Slow Fade. Drag City, the label from Chicago, is starting, which is Will Oldham's label, is starting a new string of alternative audiobooks. And Will Oldham is reading the first one. It just so happens to be Hudson's own Rudy Wurlitzer's book. So it's going to be an incredibly special event with Rudy and Will both doing the reading, and musical accompaniment and visual accompaniment from Lynn Davis, Rudy's partner. It's going to be the most beautiful opening of the new season of the Basilica. And then on Saturday, 2 days later, is the Hudson Valley's first annual Ramp Fest that we're doing with Swoon Kitchen Bar, where we celebrate the mysterious wild green that runs wild along the Hudson River. So that's where we start, but then everyone has to stay tuned because it's a year, you know, the year's in the making, and eventually we'll also be a music, film, and photo production facility.
Wait,
all
I have
green.
A question.
Yes.
Can WGXC broadcast Will Oldham's...
That's a very good question. We have to discuss it with them. Yeah, great idea. Good idea.
Yeah, community. Basilica,
I know.
WGXC.
It's exciting. We got a radio station that's got similar hopes and dreams for the area and for the community, so we will all work together, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're 2 weeks in. We're going strong. I'm really excited about all the programs I've gotten to listen to.
Oh, good.
So you've lived in, you've owned a home in Hudson for a few years now. You've lived in Hudson. You've situated yourself. But you haven't played a show yet here until...
Yeah, I played these 2 years ago. I played a very, very last-minute sort of warm-up Halloween show at Jason's Bar, which, rest in peace, we're very sorry that Jason's Bar isn't around anymore. But I have not played, like, an official show in Hudson. No, that's why tomorrow is really, really fun, is that obviously we all know the fabulous establishment of Helsinki has brought a lot of high-quality facility and space into our community. And so I figured before we launch a Basilica, I should cross over into Helsinki and play one loud show for Hudson.
Oh, I'm so excited. And Yasu Benedict, local Hudson band, is going to be opening for that show. That's also really exciting. I feel like I've seen videos of them YouTube actually like performing at the old incarnation of the Basilica, so that should be great.
No, singer, lady bass players are rare for those who are listening. I am a bass player and a woman, and I sing and I play bass, and I guess the lady in Yasu Benedict is the same.
All right, so that was Melissa Oftemar. We asked for, well, I didn't end up asking, because I didn't know when you were going to call in. I was going to let people on Twitter,
ask
you a question, but, you know, I don't know anything about Twitter.
You can ask me later at the coffee shop.
Yeah. If you have a question for Melissa, you can always find her at her favorite haunt in Hudson.
Yes. But thanks for spreading the word, Shanika, and good luck on you. This is your first show, right?
It's my second one.
Oh, last week?
Yeah, you were in New York, I think.
Oh, yeah. And then the first show on your birthday. Second show on your birthday. Congratulations.
Thank you, Melissa. And we're all excited to see Melissa perform with Yasu Benedict opening tomorrow night at Helsinki. Doors open at 6. Show starts at 9.
Yes,
and break a leg with your show tonight in Montreal.
Thank you. There's a lot of snow, so I may trip.
Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. And so, everyone, that was Melissa Oftemar calling in from Montreal, snowy Montreal, apparently, talking about her projects that she has in Hudson and the amazing things that she's done as a independent artist in the now generation, Out of Our Minds. You can buy that online on melissaoftemar.com if you are so inclined, which you should be, I think, to support our local independent artists. And yeah, so everyone should check out her show at Helsinki tomorrow night. I think everyone's going to be there, so you should be there if you want to be in the loop. And it's going to be a fun, loud, awesome time. And I want to play a Melissa track. It's one of my favorites. This is Father's Grave on off of Out of Our Minds. I might play two Melissa tracks because I actually really like the whole album. So here is Father's Grave.